Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live from WGN Radio. Well, we're on our final, the best but not last final, final 15 minutes we've got here. Not even, well, maybe not quite 15 minutes, more like nine and change. But as always, we want to hear from you. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at TechNori, DM me at Catoon. Joining us in studio is Social Snacks co-founder Tracy Hatfield. Welcome.
Hey.
It's great to see you here in studio. I'm going to be seeing you on Tuesday when you pitch on stage at TechNori, which is pretty cool.
That's right. If I stay vertical, I'll be really happy.
Yeah. Just... Well, you know, they say don't lock the legs. If you lock the legs, you're going down like a tree.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I think is I'm excited to see is we've had a bunch of different companies on stage. And previously, we've had a lot of different shuffles. I mean, I think TechNori was one of the first pitch contests in Chicago. And it has been... We've changed some stuff around, but like the main deal has kind of been copied 1,000 times now. And so we're going to mix it up a little bit and have sort of a Q&A, not Q&A, but like an interview kind of like this on stage beforehand to sort of set the tone. And one of the reasons that I selected you to be a part of this pitch is that you're in video. In video, and you're going to talk all about what Social Snacks is, but as well as the other pieces of Social Snacks. But video is king. And I know we're on radio right now, but there's a reason that this exact segment is streaming on video on WGNRadio.com. And that is that people, I don't want to say that they don't read anymore, but they don't read anymore. They don't read anything more than like 120 characters. So you've created a company that literally churns out video after video after video.
I have to say, first I'll take on the fact that they don't read because they do read.
Yeah, they actually read more than ever.
Nobody turns their phones, so they're actually reading the videos. Yeah. So we've actually tricked them back into reading.
Yeah.
But I keep hearing people say that video is going to be the next human language. Yeah. Like human language is evolving to be video. And like 76% of all mobile traffic in the world is video. And so it's been really interesting to be in that arena. But what's really funny with TechNori, to be on the TechNori stage, is I was at one of these events and they're asking, what do you do? What do you do? And it was a tech event. And I was like, well, we do video production. And they looked at me like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? What are we doing here? Video is digital.
Yeah.
It's the platform. So it's interesting.
How do you plan on telling your customers what you do?
Right.
Video.
It's just funny.
You're going to show me.
It's so like people think of video as the VCR that you put it in.
Yep.
They think of it in this old term, but it's actually a really modern construct. Good. You know, I mean, it's because now it's ones and zeros and it's all on the digital platform. So it's kind of interesting. Now tech has to expand because everybody's doing it. Newspapers are doing it. TV's doing it. Radio.
Yep. And you know, it's funny. We're not in the same space as you per se. We started as Mockery Media Incubator, which we just officially launched. We're at Tech Nexus, you know, sponsored space with Capital One. Thank you, Capital One, where we're working really hard to sort of foster the future of media, or the future of what is it going to be. And that for us, it means content is king, obviously, but it also is what are the different pieces of tech that we can slam together with our content to make it the coolest, most shareable, consumable thing in the world. And to your point, I had this conversation with my guys who on my team who graduated from Adil. They're all in video. They're all video production guys, you know, not necessarily by trade, but now by practice. And they kept telling themselves, well, as side money, we need to do some video production. And they were trying to figure out how they charge and whatever. And you can get into why you are part of the reason also why I told them, unless you are 100% committed to being a video producer for pay, you better take it very seriously because there's people out there like you who are taking it serious. But the moral of my message on this was I told them that they're not just video producers. You're storytellers.
Yeah.
And the problem with a lot of tech companies is that the founders tend to be kind of introverted people spending a lot of time coding. And they're not very good at telling their story. In fact, they're the worst at telling the story. Mm-hmm. And it's people like you and I that go out there and tell the story for them.
Yeah. I think what's interesting is people put us in this video production. And I'm like, but I come from a history of news.
I don't view you as video production.
No.
If you've ever gone, you had Katie Lynch on not long ago, who was also on this show a couple weeks ago. And if you go to check it out, is it Social Snacks? Well, people are socialsnacksvideo.com, right?
Yes, is our custom.
Is the custom.
Feed Your Monsters is our kind of video store for businesses.
Yep, so go to Feed Your Monsters and socialsnacksvideos.com and check this whole thing out while you're listening so you can get an idea. I don't view you as a production company at all.
It's interesting because we make videos.
So sure.
It's really been fun when you try to designate our business as we build a business because there is no point. Like
just like steakhouses
spot,
make salads.
Right. It's just we keep getting classified as video production, but we're like, we're social media, we're all these things. But I think what's missing is a lot of times video productions were, you hire them, they come, they do the video, and they leave. And there's so much more to it. So I come from news. I come from TV news. Yeah. We told stories. And so you really need these videos to be content and stories. And my co-founder, who's much more soft-spoken than I am, I'm the big talker, she always says when we do interviews, I like go after them and yeah. You push forward to break them open and you kind of pull that passion out so everybody can see it. But
am I doing a good job at that?
You are.
I mean, you're firing away, so I feel like I must have done a pretty good job at
it. You wear it right out there. There's no cracking eggs here. But it is interesting that's what they want. Like a lot of times when you're selling your business, you're so busy jumping to the pitch, you forget to talk about that around the kitchen table, those dark nights when you were in the 300 square foot apartment packing stuff up in boxes. You know, you forget that part that got you through, the passion that got you through to be a business.
Yep.
And you tell the story of where you're at now instead of that story. And that story, that backstory, is the one that everybody bonds with, creates a loyal customer, creates people that are going to keep coming back to you again and again.
So on that note, you know, speaking of the business side of this, how does your business actually work, and how can companies and people sort of engage you and use your tool as well as sort of take advantage of what you're doing?
Yeah, well, we started off obviously as a video production company. And even on our custom side, the Social Snacks video side, we really look at doing social videos. We think the video production industry of this 5K for two videos and then we see you is useless, because social media needs tons and tons of video all the time. So that's what we do. It's not two videos. Yeah. You're getting six or seven videos. The price is much less. And that was our custom side. But we looked, and businesses need some video every day.
Yeah.
So we've actually created a store. Like it's basically the way I describe it is, you love all that content on BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
What if BuzzFeed tomorrow decided they were going to be a video store and you could just buy it to give to your customers? So
now, are you building custom for people? I mean, obviously I know you do the custom one, but on the other side, are you creating tons of stuff that you think is cool and telling stories, and then people can buy it and customize?
It's not just us. On Feed Your Monsters, they look like fun videos.
Sure.
It's recipe videos. Yeah. It's pet videos. It's dog food making videos. It's people sharing their rescue stories. We get experts to come in and they'll talk about how to get local SEO on your website, how to write a business email. What we're looking at is not just fun content. We look at what's trending. What are people going to and searching for? And then we create lifestyle-like content around those topics. And then we provide the videos. And
I need to do a video on your site that's on like how to pitch your business.
Totally.
I've listened to about 400 pitches in my life.
Scott, come on in. We would take you. How to sell, what works, what you see people do.
Yeah.
Because then if I'm a business that offers business services, think if I put that on my Facebook feed.
It's like I've said this before. It's like the new version of a blog. I mean, we had on Technori, we have like 148 different how-tos and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it still generates literally like 30,000 uniques a month to our website. And we were talking about like, should we continue to go back into it? And I was like, I think we have to have a written piece. There's still a need for a written piece for SEO purposes. But for me, I was like, no, let's go back and tell people like how it worked and how we did things with it and things like that. And, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's like, you know, I try to think of video on like the next level, and that's where you guys are kind of at with this.
Yeah, and it's really about we always tell people, because they're sort of like, I want to tell you what I do, and I'm like, it's going to go so much better if you tell me something you learned while you were doing it.
Yeah.
Because I can say I'm smart, but if I say, hey, I know this secret to get this right, you're going to go, gosh, you're smart.
Yeah.
And so it's just flipping the message where the consumer's in control of what they think about you, and you're proving just by providing them with a fun recipe or, you know, a how-to or a DIY, whatever it is, you're providing content that proves that you're in it for them and they're going to love you for it.
Well, there's no doubt to me that the future of media involves tons and tons and tons of video, but also there's no doubt the future of business and the future of everything is sort of video intensive. It is now 2:00, so we've got to kind of run on our show, but where do people go to learn more about this? I know I plugged it already, but why don't we plug it again?
It's real easy. We're called Social Snacks, and we talk about Feed Your Monsters, because all these digital platforms are monsters.
Yeah.
So we help you feed them. So you just go to feedyourmonsters.com. The videos range from $35 to $95.
Yep.
And you get to use them and brand them as you
want.
I love
the name Feed Your Monsters. Very cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem.
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to check you out and learn more about feedyourmonsters.com, you can come to this Technori Showcase on Tuesday next week. Tickets are available at events.technori.com. wgnradio.com. Use WGN, save yourself 25%. You can stream this episode and more at wgnradio.com. You can download the Tech Nori podcast on iTunes, and you can learn more about Chicago Tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Nori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.